Good evening, Patriots. How is everyone doing? It is Friday, October 23rd. This is my live evening news and queue update coming to you on Clout Hub channel 115. I am here every night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Next weekend, when we do daylight savings time, November 1st, I'll be switching to 6 p.m. Eastern. Got a little bit of news for you, a little bit of information from Q. And let's jump into tonight's broadcast. All right, so for those of you who are not aware, I do have a new book out. It is the second book in the Q Chronicles. It is called The Great Awakening. It covers part of Q's mission from roughly December of 2017 to March of 2018. Talk about the Rothschilds, the corruption in the Vatican. There are several chapters on North Korea. There's a chapter on DEFCON, and some of the just decode some Q signatures. The Great Awakening is available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle, and we're still waiting for it to go live on Barnes & Noble. It is available. If you're a retailer, you can actually get the book wholesale through Ingram Spark. All right, let's get cooking with tonight's Q decode. So this drop came last night after the broadcast was done. So we're just going to pick up on this. After several bombshell stories came out yesterday about Hunter Biden and his laptop, and we had confirmation from the insider, Bob Alinsky. And Anon posted on the board, Q, you magnificent bastard. Nice going. This is a repost of the booms en route tomorrow. This is not a drill. Q replied, only the beginning, Padawan. They can no longer hide in the shadows. And this is a reference to big tech, big media, Democrats, the party being exposed for all to see. All right. So this is the beginning. This is just the beginning. And I'm already getting some people complaining that they were disappointed because the booms, they were, I don't know what you're expecting, arrests? There aren't going to be any arrests before the election. I was expecting something related to corruption. And we're in a public information campaign right now. We're not in the arrests and indictments phase. We're in the phase of the operation where the public is being made aware of corruption. I know there's a lot of people who are mad, upset, nothing's happening, no one's been arrested yet, Hillary's still walking around free. Look, I get it. But the point of this operation right now is public awareness. So this information coming out, and look, the media knows that. The reason why the mainstream media is not reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop and the hard drives and the files and the emails is they know that if the public becomes aware, their narrative is toast. So they're doing everything they can to obfuscate and deny and say that this is Russian disinformation, it's not legitimate, it's not confirmed, right? This is an information war. So just chill, because after the election, we're gonna start seeing things happen. And you know what? Speaking of after the election, so several people messaged me with a decode for the photo that Q posted yesterday of Gina Haspel. And this is a good example of why it's important for researchers to work together as a team. Thank you to everyone who messaged me. So I didn't understand what the whole thing with Gina Haspel, non-CIA background, next. Well, several people said, well, what if Haspel is going to be replaced? And her replacement is not going to have a CIA background. And I was like, oh, well, that totally makes sense. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think that after the election, we're going to find out all the people that can't be trusted anymore. I think Chris Wray is going to be gone. I think Gina Haspel is going to be gone. I think the president is done messing around with people who may be qualified, who come highly recommended, but who can't be trusted. I think Trump is going to put in these cabinet positions only people that he can trust. Whether the intelligence community thinks they're qualified or not is another story. But I think we're going to see a lot of changes after the election. In the election in 2018, the midterms, the day after the election, President Trump asked for Jeff Sessions' resignation. He would have gotten rid of him a long time before that, but the optics of firing your attorney general before the election, not good. So that nothing as far as arrests, indictments, personnel changes, I don't think any of that's going to happen prior to the election. After the election, I think your heads are going to roll. All right, moving along. So there was a presidential debate last night. I did watch it. I think the president actually seemed calm and less agitated. I think he did really well in the debate. It seemed to me like Joe Biden had been fed the questions and probably rehearsed a lot. There's no way Joe could have been half as collected as he was last night unless he did a lot of practicing and had the questions ahead of time. This is just my personal take. I think that Biden made a lot of unforced errors in the debate last night. He was making one error after another. So going to the standard Democrat playbook, Biden accused the president of being a racist, okay? Because that's what they do. They always accuse Republicans of being racist, even though there's no, you know, maybe no evidence of it. That's just what they do. Well, that accusation allowed the president to bring up his successes with criminal justice reform and all the other things he's done to help minorities. So that was, I think, a mistake by Biden. He gave the president an opportunity to talk about his successes. Biden also accused Trump of having a Chinese bank account. And that allowed the president to explain to the public what that account was intended for and how it was closed and never used. He opened the account because he was anticipating a business deal in China and it never happened. So the account was never used, right? President got to explain to the whole public, you know, what this is all about. And I think it was good. Biden also accused the president of evading taxes. Hey, I put out my tax returns. Why don't you put out your tax returns? What are you hiding? You're not paying taxes. You only paid $700, right? The usual talking points. That was another error because that allowed the president to explain how he had prepaid millions in taxes and the $700 that everyone talks about was actually a penalty that he paid, not his taxes. His taxes were prepaid. So all of these accusations that Biden brought against Trump gave him an opportunity to correct the record. Biden then accused the president of taking money from foreign countries. I couldn't believe he said that. I was like, dude, you are going to be under investigation for bribery and money laundering soon, and you're bringing this up. And sure enough, president brought up the recent allegations of bribery and money laundering related to Hunter Biden's laptop. And if it weren't for the debate moderator jumping in and cutting the president off, it would have been a bloodbath for Joe Biden. But again, an unforced error by Biden. He thought he was going to be snarky and get some points in that. Didn't work out in his favor. Biden then accused the president of taking money from a foreign country. Trump then flipped that around and said, hey, Joe, aren't you the one who took $3 million from the wife of Moscow's mayor? Again, Biden fell into a trap, and he thought he was going to get points on Trump, and it didn't work out for him. Then Joe made the fatal mistake of saying he never said he would ban fracking. All right, well, fact checkers on social media spent the rest of the night posting videos where Joe Biden actually said he was going to ban fracking. And this is from Newsweek. Trump's video of Biden repeatedly speaking out against fracking was viewed over 10 million times. Again, another unforced error by Joe. So then Joe Biden brought up the kids in the cages. You had kids at the border and all these kids, you know, 500 some kids that can't find their parents. That allowed the president to explain that those cages were first used in 2014 while Biden and Obama were president. This is in from Reuters. The state of Pennsylvania will not be allowed to reject mail-in ballots that have signature discrepancies. So this is a ruling from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Any mail-in ballot that is received cannot be refused if the signature does not appear to match the one they have on file. And that brings up the question, well, what if there is no signature at all on the ballot, right? So unfortunately, this will probably allow a little bit of some of the ballots to come sliding through. It probably should be discounted, but it is what it is. All right. The Trump campaign announced that they set a record for fundraising off of the debates last night. Campaign said they raised $26 million in the hours before and after the debate, 30% more than any prior 24-hour period. So massive fundraising off the debate last night, which is, again, good. A little bit of world news. Italy has vetoed a 5G deal between a provider called Fastweb and China's Huawei. So Mike Pompeo has been banging the drum on this. He's been warning all of our NATO partners that if you allow Huawei to bring in their equipment into your 5G network, you're going to be risking your national security and their partnerships with intelligence sharing. So Italy got hip to the program, and they vetoed a proposed 5G network that was going to use Huawei equipment. So Pompeo was getting his way, and that's good, because China is just trying to get the foot in the door to surveil people. That's all they really want out of this. All right, U.S. housing market is heating up ahead of the election. National Association of Realtors this week reported that U.S. existing home sales surged in September to levels not seen in 14 years. And the demand for homes is reflected in this. Single family housing starts are proceeding at the fastest clip in 13 years. So good news if you're in the housing market. There's just housing boom. Living here in Arizona, man, builders are building like crazy. They're just building houses fast. They can't keep up with the demand. There's a lot of people I hear that their names are going into hats, and they just draw out a hat to see if you're going to be able to get a lot to build a house on. That's how hot the housing market is right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 28 points today, but the S&P 500 closed up 12 points at 3465. President Trump is currently live in Pensacola, Florida, doing a peaceful protest for the Patriots down there. And that is all I have for news for tonight and for Q. Thank you for joining me on the live stream. Those of you who are on Cloud Hub watching, those of you who are catching me on the replay, thank you for joining me. If you'd like to support me, I do have accept financial support. There is a link to my Subscribestar page in the description box. The link to my book, Great Awakening, is also in the description box. These videos, if you need to know where to find them, by the way, I've got a little breaking news. Zach Redpill78, looks like his Twitter account just got suspended. I think it's likely that a number of at least the large Q accounts will probably end up getting suspended by Twitter in the next week or two. That is why I'm moving all my videos. My videos are on Cloud Hub. I uploaded a lot of them to Rumble today. So if you're looking for older broadcasts especially, I'm uploading them to Rumble. All my videos, Supernatural Saturday and the Q videos, and my news updates, they're all available here on Cloud Hub. You can just come here, go to the Channels tab, go to channel 115, and then click Watch Now. You can see the archive of all my videos. They're all there. I do have playlists. If you go to my website, pragmatic.com, and then go to the QAnon section on the website, on that section, there's galleries of my videos, my Q videos. 2020 is at the top, 2019 is below that, 2018 is below that. So you can check out my old Q videos by year, and they're all there. I'm trying to keep the playlist updated. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. Love you all. Take care. Have a great weekend. I'll catch you on Monday's broadcast.